Welcome to the Young Crones Cafe, where you can get a magic brew full of all sorts of information, both witchy and practical.
Grab a cup and join us. I'm Elizabeth, a wordsmith.
And I'm Sue, a visual artist.
We are going to talk about various witchcraft and life topics from a slightly more mature perspective, at least most of the time.
Thanks so much for joining us. On the path, which is the name for our personal witchcraft practices, we have spent a great deal of time discussing what we believe and why. These conversations led to the writing of a book full of information about our tradition. We call these thoughts kernels because they are the start of much bigger ideas. We thought we'd share some of these with you, so
today's metaphysical kernel of thought is Our Core Beliefs, Part 2. The creation and practice of the path tradition arises from 8 core beliefs. They deal with how we perceive the divine, the goal of balance, the concept of the hedge, crafting, how we celebrate the solar cycle, how we celebrate the lunar cycle, sacred space, and the energies that we work with. All of our beliefs are the result of unconfirmed personal gnosis. To continue on from where we left off last time, here are the rest of our core beliefs. 5. We choose to work with the yearly solar cycle in very different ways. We believe that the stories of relationship between the god and goddess, often told to explain these 8 festivals, are actually parables to introduce individuals to the concept of the shifts in energy. We have split the 8 into 2 sets of 4. The first are the Sabbats, which are the solstices and equinoxes, where the focus is on very specific energy shifts between light and dark energies throughout the year. The other 4, which we call the cross-quarter times, are actually periods of time where the energy of one of the physical elements is more accessible, allowing us to focus on specific workings dealing with inspiration and creativity, growth of our practice foundations, analyzing our personal beliefs, and emotional work on a yearly basis. 6. We celebrate all aspects of the moon cycle, not just the full moon, as needed for ritual or spell work. We also place special focus on the time exactly opposite the full moon, which we term the dark nights of the moon. This is the 3-day period where we cannot see the moon in the sky. We believe that there is a strengthened receptive energy available at this time. 7. To us, all space is sacred, so when we choose to cast a circle, it is a way to contain the energy we raise for various workings, rather than as a means to sanctify a space or protect from negative energies. 8. We work to establish connections with the energies of the 4 physical elements, the genus loci, or spirits of place, the old gods, and the ancestors. Witch stones are a divination tool we created as part of our practice that deals with what we call concrete stones, specific types and kinds of energy, and conceptual stones, things and ideas about witchcraft, which can be read with either a seen or an unseen meaning. Recently, we have developed a set of oracle cards using this information. We would like to introduce you to one of these stones right now.
In today's spotlight, we'll be looking at the witch stone East. Concrete stones focus on a specific physical energy rather than a concept, and the first 4 concrete stones are the 4 cardinal directions. The witch stone East displays a pictograph of the capital letter E in the color white. For those of us who walk the path, which is what we call our spiritual practice, each direction is associated with a time of day and a color that represents it. East is dawn, the first rays of the rising sun, which is symbolized by the color white. Each direction is also associated with one of the 4 physical elements of the craft. East is linked with air, smoke, and its energy. Air/smoke energy correspondences include new ideas and knowledge, the intellect and inspiration, and communications and memory. We who follow the path have added smoke to air energy because it is a visual representation of this element. Air is the only physical element that you cannot see in its natural form. The winds of air blow through you and open you up to new ideas and increase your knowledge of the unseen worlds. Air, because it is associated with breathing, also enhances communications and allows us to remember what we value. The seen energy for the East Stone in a reading is air energy, our breath, and inspiration. Learning about air smoke energy makes the other two meanings clearer. The breath has been referred to across many cultures as the life force itself. After all, we need oxygen to fuel our minds and bodies. Taking time to connect with this energy through the practices of mindfulness and meditation can open you up to new ideas and better communication abilities. Inspiration is about coming up with new ideas. We often have thoughts that seem to demand our attention or that spring up out of the unknown. This stone is telling you to pay attention to those ideas and not discount them as frivolous or impossible. The unseen energy for this East Stone in a reading is air energy, a need to catch your breath, and garbled communications. Air energy is always present, and what changes may be your perception of it. Need to catch your breath may be a clear indication that you may need to slow down and figure out what ideas to focus on or what actions to take next. It is a signal to take the time to think about your next move instead of moving forward without consideration. Garbled communications is almost self-explanatory. You may not be expressing yourself clearly because strong emotions, such as anger or excitement, may be making it difficult, or you may not be understanding what others are trying to express to you. Again, take a deep breath so that you can focus on the message themselves and not the feelings attached to them.
Before we go, we'd like to present you with a tip or trick or witchy hint, just something to make your day go better, because we live in a mixture of the magical and the mundane.
Here's a tip for managing your mind on the mundane. At the end of the day, when you're exhausted, you know you need to lay down and go to sleep, but your mind is still focused on everything you have to get through tomorrow, and you can't fall asleep. Not only that, but it interferes with your satisfaction of knowing you've completed another day, and it keeps you from living in the present moment. I find the best way to manage this is to create an Uber form of a to-do list. It's not an ordinary list where you're just writing out what needs to be done. Literally, I sit there and write down everything that's in my head without censoring, that I think I have to do, that I know I have to do, the crazy thoughts about what I need to do as well. Just literally dump it all out on the paper. Now, I sort and create a new list once that's done. First, I look for items that I know there is no way in hell they are going to get done tomorrow or next week or even ever. And I wonder why I put them on the list, but I cross them off. So then now they're officially off that list. I tell myself they are gone. Now I go back and find the items that I absolutely have to do tomorrow. You know, those time-sensitive ones, like that dentist appointment at 8 o'clock in the morning, or the fact that your kid has to be picked up from soccer practice at 4. These are needs, not wants. I list all those in the order that I can get through them. Then I find things I might get to out of what is left and stick at the bottom of my new list. The idea is if I get to them, great. If I don't, I don't. Now, I get into bed again. I try to relax. And if my brain starts revving up, I remind myself over and over that I have my list until I can get to sleep. Not only is it a way to get organized, but it's also a way to give yourself permission to remember that you are not perfect, that you are not ever going to get everything crossed off some imaginary list in your head. Well, it looks like the coffee cups are empty for this week. We hope you join us again next Tuesday, but you can find us at our website, twoyoungcrones.com. That's the number 2, Young Crones, all one word.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, and our Twitter handle is @twoyoungcrones. Check out our merch at our Teespring store. We also have a Patreon account called the Young Crones Cafe, where you can support the podcast if you enjoy our efforts.
Until then, remember, we are witches who work with energies to affect change.
We are believers in both immanent and transcendent divine.
We are celebrants of the passage of the solar and lunar cycles.
We are hedge walkers who pass back and forth between the worlds of the magical and the mundane.
We are seekers of knowledge.
We are walkers of a spiritual tradition we call the path. So mote it be. So mote it be.